Gold medal has always been a family event for Walter Sobolev Jr. He remembers his parents helping those coming into town from smaller communities in the mid-1950s.
Our house would fill up with ball players in sleeping bags. We'd go down to the boat harbor and pick up ball teams. They'd come in seine boats. There were no ferries back in those days.
Sobolev was just a kid then, so it wasn't all about the competition. He ran around with friends and played under the bleachers until the stars came out.
Anytime Herbie Diedrichsen or Moses Johnson played, I had to be there. These people were legendary. They were to basketball what the Beatles were to rock and roll.
He's not a player, but he works the event. This year, he's at the membership table. Mary Lekanoff also remembers watching Diedrichsen and Johnson play in the 1950s. She says the stands were smaller then, but plenty of people packed in.
Oh my goodness, it used to be held in the Juno High School gymnasium. And they had a lower level, then they had a balcony. So we had hundreds of people.
Now, it can be more than 1,000 people for the final games. They all fit into the larger Juno Douglas High School gym with lots of bleachers, but no balconies. Lekanoff, working the ticket table, has seen other changes over the years. That's because some descendants of those early players and fans moved south.
Well, today you see people that are from Washington State. So they save all year so they can come up here for the gold medal.
Marie Bierley started working gold medal in the mid-1980s. Like Sobolev, she followed in her father's footsteps.
And I was just sweeping floors, and my dad was sitting here at the announcer's table, and he asked me to help him. He said, just give me a name and how many fouls they have. So I did that for him for a couple of years until he started just passing over the mic and told me to announce this guy's name, so I did.
Her brother, Thomas Bierley, also announces games in the stands and on the radio. The former player says he's enjoyed some loosening of the rules.
Back when I was growing up here at Gold Medal, it was fabulous, but people were so strict of players coming into Gold Medal. But now we have the door open for other people to come in that want to enjoy and play.
The tournament runs 4 brackets, with teams representing about 12 Southeast Alaska communities. That brings many hundreds of people into Juneau, giving it an economic boost. Sobolev says that's changed from the earlier years.
People have money now to spend. They didn't. I don't remember anybody having money back in the old days. Now I go to Costco and Fred Meyer's and I see everybody. All the Southeast is here.
Gold medal raises funds for the Juneau Lions Club. Proceeds go to scholarships, eyesight assistance programs, and donations to other organizations in Southeast. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.